Kill the lot, they're no use now. Gentlemen, pick a lady for a few days' use. Wait. All except for her. Smith, take her to my quarters. Don't make a mark on her, leave her for me. Place your votes. Redhead Shorty, curly blonde. Apologies for the wait, my dear. My crew do get awfully excited when executing. Ah, glad to see Smith knows what he's doing, gagged and bound behind my desk. You haven't shed a tear. Are you one of the brave ones? I knew I chose right. You see, that poor girl will live a few days of constant fucking and torture before she's pushed overboard. You, my dear, so full of determination and life, deserve to be savoured. My job isn't easy, but a beautiful, trained little slut sure makes it a lot more fun. I'm going to take your gag off, however, let me remind you that if you displease me, there are a dozen hungry men out there who would love to tear you to shreds. Tell me your name. Ah, how very pretty. I hope you enjoyed hearing it for the last time. From now on, you're slave, and that's all you'll answer to, understand? Good. Keep learning quickly, and we're going to be the best of friends. Now, stand up. As pretty as you look already, I need to examine you. Hold very still. Your heart wouldn't be the first this blade has taken out. You are breathtaking. So untouched by the world. So full of life. Part of me would take great satisfaction in being unfortunately clumsy with this and watching that life slowly fade. But your breasts, your thin veil of confidence over your scared little eyes, it'd be such a waste to end them so quickly. I picked you to enjoy you, slave. You are beautiful, your breasts bounce ever so slightly as you pant. You have no choice but to look at me now, so look at me as I play with your nipples. I know just how desperately you're trying to bite your tongue, but there's no use hiding from me. Believe it or not, but I take very good care of my slaves. So when you decide to stop being a brat, I can give you a lot of pleasure. I don't think you're quite getting the picture here. You're beneath me. You're beneath everyone on board this ship, which means I do not request. I do not ask politely. I order, you obey. Take this very moment, my hand wrapped around your throat. Wouldn't it be a shame if my hand tightened a little too much? Even if I did, this is my ship. No one would bat an eye. You're a pest who got on the captain's last wick. What was that? I'm afraid I couldn't hear you too well. Your voice is a little strained. You'll obey? I want better than that, slave. Promise yourself to me. There's a good girl. I promise, in return, that provided you keep being a good girl for me, you won't be harmed, within reason. Come, I hope you'll find my bed comfortable. You truly are beautiful. Slave almost seems too harsh for you. I think you're going to be my darling little pet, who I can call on at any time. That seems better. You're too delicate for me to be truly cruel yet. So if I were you, I wouldn't test my ability to hurt you. That's what I like to hear, pet. You're going to behave, and we're going to get along just great. I need to taste you, pet. Now, as much as I'd love to fuck you in that modest little skirt, I'm going to need you to take it off. Don't worry, I'll dress you more appropriately for a little slut like you. But first, I need to use you, dear. What kind of a host would I be if I didn't welcome you home? Spread your legs. Let me slide those cute cotton panties off. You look good like this. Maybe I'll keep your beautiful body on display at all times instead. Now, I can't help myself any longer, pet. I need to taste you. Fuck, you're so sweet and eager for me. I bet in your small farm town you've never been fucked by a woman, Stop trying to contain those pretty little gasps and whimpers and desperate fucking moans. I don't care if the seven seas hear you. I don't want you to hold back one bit. Do you like when I flick my tongue, pet? Good girl. You taste so beautiful, so sweet and wet for your fucking captor. Oh, pet, of everything, that's what gave me your first moan. Let me press a finger inside of you. Ah, you're so lovely when you shiver like that. As much as I love licking your cunt, and trust me, I shall be doing it plenty more. I want to look at your cute little face while I make you come for me. That's it. I've got two fingers in now. Ride my fingers as I pin you down, pet. You know just how good and warm I can make you feel. Don't close your eyes. I want to see every little pulse of ecstasy on your face. How does it feel, pet? To know not an hour ago you were with your family. Now look at you. You're moaning and pulsating around the fingers of the woman who killed them. Let's go. You know how much you want to embrace my control and come. Let go, baby. Just feel my fingers curling into that ever so sensitive spot. Keep looking at me. I can see you're close. I can see how close and desperate you're getting. That's it, pet. Roll your hips, and as you look at me, know I'm the one who gives you this pleasure. There's a good girl. Come. Shudder for me, pet. That's it. You've been so good for me today. I almost think I could pass on punishing that now deliciously sensitive pussy until tomorrow. Come close to me. You came so beautifully, pet. I promise if you keep being as good as you have been, you won't have to worry too much about the sting of a blade through you while you sleep. I'm going to see if that little redhead is still breathing. You have free rein of my quarters, but I have the key at all times. Try and take them, see where you can run.